You're listening to SBS News.
It's an ambitious plan that would potentially see the country's top teachers earning $80,000 above current pay rates. Social Policy Research Centre, the Grattan Institute, says this could be done by offering a $10,000 a year scholarship to students graduating with high scores as an incentive to join the profession. A survey by the Institute of nearly 1,000 people aged 18 to 25 with an ATAR of 80 or higher found more would take up teaching if pay rates increased. Julie Sonderman is with the Grattan Institute.
What we've seen is a 40-year decline in teacher salaries relative to other professionals. And this has been a long-term issue that's happened very gradually. And what we've seen is that as a result of that, we've had fewer and fewer high achievers going into teaching. Even in the last 10 years, there's been a 30% drop-off in the number of high achievers choosing teaching. So what we're really calling for in this report is, you know, this has gotten to a point where things need to change and there is a problem and governments do need to act.
The Institute says the incentives could double the number of high achievers entering the profession, but a $1.6 billion investment by the government would be needed to trial the initiative. The Institute also recommends the creation of two new roles in schools, instructional specialist and master teacher. Ms. Sonderman says the roles would not only work to attract school leavers to the profession, but also motivate teachers currently working in classrooms to improve their teaching. The report claims that with an improved teacher workforce, a typical Australian student could gain an extra 6 to 12 months of learning by year 9. But Lindsay Connor, a professor of digital education and innovation at Flinders University, says part of the issue in Australia is that teaching is not considered a high status profession.
It's about how the general people regard teaching as a profession and the attraction thereof, because of the reputation teachers have for community and social development and engagement. So I think what we're seeing now in the Grattan report is an acknowledgement by government that teachers make a huge difference to social and economic development. And that's really important because to get students in schools achieving well, we need really high quality teachers.
Professor Mary Ryan is the head of the Department of Educational Studies at Macquarie University. While she welcomes the suggested reforms in the report, she says it's impossible to ignore the diversity of the student population, meaning an approach that works in one school may not in another. Professor Ryan says some of the money would be better spent helping teachers currently working in the profession to tailor their teaching to particular student demographic.
You know, what works for one child in one classroom doesn't necessarily work for another, even if research evidence shows that it works in some context. So what we need are opportunities for teachers to trial things, put them in place and gather data about what works and why. So, you know, those are the kinds of things I'd like to see, are the conditions for teachers to have that time, you know, to be able to see what works in their practice, what helps for their, you know, their learners to achieve better outcomes and so on.
Professor Ryan also says there's not enough evidence proving top high school graduation marks will equate to better outcomes in teaching.
You know, the things that are being cited in that report are either self-referential, where they're citing their own reports, or it's evidence from the US which talks about high capabilities and high achieving, but it's at the point of graduation, not at the point of coming into the teaching program. Some of those reports from the state actually refer to things like leadership capabilities. And, you know, some of those things we develop across their teacher education program. So, you know, for them to be coming in from school and saying, okay, if they get this score, they're then going to be a better teacher and get better student results, there is just no causal link at this point.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.